if we talk about the Southwest palette, it really includes the Native American palette. It includes the Hispanic palette, which was those plants, for instance, like stone fruits and olive oils and the cooking techniques the Spanish brought in from Mexico into New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona in the 16th century. It's Mexico, which has always been the great trade routes between those two areas. So we're talking about three great different culinary civilizations. And we, as sometimes Americans tend to marginalize that or use it as a diminutive and talk about Southwest as if it was like Tex-Mex cooking, which is, again, just only a small part of the cowboy beef tradition of Southwestern cooking. It's not. It would be like saying, well, spaghetti and meatballs must be what Italian food's about, you know, or pizza is what all of Italian food's about. And it really isn't. Although when I grew up in Boston, it certainly was. When there were three restaurants. There were the Italian restaurants either had pizza or they had sort of, you know, checkered tablecloths, family-style lasagna and spaghetti and meatballs, or they were really fancy and had veal and white tablecloths. But we know that those three dishes were what made up Italian food. And that was 1950s. It wasn't that long ago. And certainly with a large Italian community in Boston, you can see how multi-ethnic and much more multi-complex food has come in America within two generations. Southwest Hispanic Mexican food is not at that level yet, but it's being introduced, and it has, of course, a great demographic support, as we have, well, Spanish-speaking population will be the largest minority, certainly by the year 2015.